Right here, though, it's Cass City 24. Lakers nothing after a 50-yard scamper on the quarterback keeper from Cathrell. His second score of the night. And now Tom Reischauer, the foreign exchange student from Deutschland, kicks this one off. And it comes in at the 12-yard line, brought in by Zach Kretschmer. Across the 25, across the 30, across the 40, and finally brought down to the 42-yard line. Tackle made by Noah Zaleski for Gas City on special teams. And Lakers will start out with decent field position, but they have a 24-point hole now with 8 minutes left in this first half. First and 10.
A much-needed return there by Zach Kretschmer. Need a little positivity on this side of the field. The home field, home crowd looking for something. And with 8 minutes to go in the half, it's still... This game is not out of reach. This offense is very potent, and if this defense can make an adjustment in the second half, they can hang in this game. But it starts with this possession. 8 minutes to go, a long 5-6 minute drive that leads to a touchdown would be a nice win for them going into half.
Receiver wide now to the left in the double wing still. Now man in motion. That's Garrett Bowles gets the pitch, and he tries to fight forward, and Cass City's there to slam him down with authority. That would be Hunter Kaser, I do believe, on the tackle. As well as number 70, Connor Hereford for Cass City. No gain of the play for Bowles. Second down, 10 to go, still from the 42. 8 minutes to play in this first half, 24-0 Cass City.
Sometimes on those double wing plays, they're so tight together, it feels like there's a lot of guys kind of bundled together in one area, and Cass City is swarming to that area, not allowing anybody, doesn't matter if we have the ball or not, to get out of that pile. So not surprised to see Coach Verberg spread it out a little bit. You'll see two receivers on this play.
Anthony Sheridan and JT Warren. It's a handoff right at the middle to Jared Reiter. He gets upended at the 45-yard line. Tackle made by Connor Hereford, the sophomore for Cass City on that front line. Third down and 7 for the Lakers at their own 45.
Yeah, Connor Hereford, just a sophomore. An excellent job there, not falling for all the fakes, to spreading out. He stays in there tough, and he's able to get up and under the running back Reiter and get him upended for very little gain. Third down and a long 7 now for the Lakers, and this is not the position you want to be in, because these linebackers, Alex Perry, Connor Rubel on the outside, they've been winning the battles.
We have a timeout here. It looks like as Lakers going with a late personnel change, subbing out about 4 different players on a 3rd and 7. And this will be the second charge timeout for the Lakers with 6:58 to go in this first half, trailing by 24 points. So Dave Hansen, Verberg goes back to the drawing board. Now what's he drawing up?
I still think he's going to throw it. The running game has been unable to do anything, and it's a credit to the defensive front of Cass City. It's not necessarily that their front four are winning the battle. They're holding their own, but the linebacking core are filling the gaps, and those running backs that are supposed to be picking up those linebackers, the linebackers are winning. Alex Perry's been in the backfield every play. He may not have the most tackles on the team, but he's been the one that's been disrupting the pass plays. Colin Rubel's been in the backfield. He's been causing havoc for Bryce Sears. So to me, they're going to try to find a way to put the ball in Sears' hands. He's made some good decisions. He's made some plays in the backfield to give receivers some options. I think he stays right there and tries to find one of them receivers in open coverage.
Lakers now two wide to the left. Sears in the shotgun, double wing offense. Now man in motion to the left. That would be Bowles. Rolling to his right. Sears is brought down to the backfield. He pops up at the ball. And they're going to say that was incomplete as Jared Reiter there scooped that up. Number 27 for Cass City. No number 27 on our roster here. As that play was chewed up right away very early on. Matt Mihalik, actually.
Yeah, if you remember,
27,
he switched jerseys last time we were there.
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. So instead of 32, he's now back to 27 this week.
That is correct.
So all said and done, it's now 4th and 7 from the 45-yard line. As Lakers now has the punting unit on the field for the first time tonight, 6:53 left in the second quarter. Trailing 24-0 to Cass City. Booming punt from the left-footed kicker. That'd be and Cass City can't bring it in. And Jared Reiter is there to jump on it for the Lakers and move the chains forward in a little bit of a great play, but Lakers will take it, and they'll take anything they can right now. This is now 1st and 10 from the 26-yard line.
Outfielders in baseball struggle with this in night games. He lost the ball in the lights. Those lights are shining in at us. They don't affect us, but down on the field, he was kind of angled to the left, and those lights come into play. As you could tell, the ball hit him in the helmet, And even at that point, after it hit him in the helmet, he still couldn't locate the football. He had no idea where that ball was. And unfortunately for him, there was nothing but green jerseys. And Ryder was one of the first of many that Lakers that covered that football. And that is a huge break for the home field team. It's now they, for the first time, I think, they're in Cass City territory. And now they get a chance to get back in this ball game, the break that they needed.
First and 10. I formation, three-man backfield for Sears and the Lakers. And it's a handoff to Zach Kretschmer into Alex Perry. Breaks that one up right away for a loss of a yard. The tackle for a loss for Alex Perry now makes it second and maybe even 12 back at the 28-yard line. That's exactly what it'll be. With 6.5 to play in this first half, 24-0 Cass City. Lakers showing a glimmer of hope here.
Yes, they did, but on first down, they give two of those yards right back. It's unbelievable. Don't matter where they put these lead blockers, they just cannot block Alex Perry. As he gets in the backfield, he goes right underneath both running backs, both fullbacks, and dives in there, and he's still able to take down Kretschmer after he had no room to operate whatsoever. Very nice individual play there by Alex Perry.
Second and 12, receiver wide to the right. That's JT Warren. It's a pitch to the left. Kretschmer has a lead blocker from Wisner. Breaks free down the field across the 15 and finally brought down to the 13. And there's Alex Perry to bring him in after about a 14-yard gain down to the 13-yard line. First down, Lakers.
That might be their answer to this solution. If those guys are going to blitz up the middle and get into the backfield, disrupt your passing plays, disrupt your double wing, disrupt all your running games, then pitch it out. They pitch it out to Ryder, to Kretschmer to the outside, and there is nothing but running room for him. And he gets tackled from behind by Alex Perry. Otherwise, may have had himself of their first score for the night.
Especially with the lead blocker, that fullback of Ethan Wisner. Bright future for the freshman there. Same formation. Pitch to the right this time to Kretschmer. Has Wisner as his lead blocker. Gets out for maybe a yard, maybe two positive yards. Tackle made by Mahalik in number of Alex Perry. Of course he was. On the 2-yard gain for Kretschmer. Second down, 8 to go at the 13-yard line.
Basically the same play. They pitch it the opposite way this time to Kretschmer. And fool me once, and it's not going to happen the second time. Cassidy's there, and they make the stop after just a couple-yard gain. Second down and 8 coming up for the Lakers.
Second down, 8 to go from the 12-yard line, according to the spot. 5 minutes left in this first half. Lakers in the red zone for the second time tonight. Their first drive stalled out the 7-yard line. This time they're at the 12, facing a second down, 8.
It feels like a week ago since they've been in the red zone, though.
Sears in trouble, and he's ripped down in the backfield. Matt Mahalik rips him down for the sack way back at the 20-yard line. Look, it's like it's Monday Night Raw on that one. A huge 8-yard loss. And this is going to push Lakers back big time on a third and a country mile.
Well, we've been looking forward to seeing Bryce Sears throw the football. I've heard some good things, but he can absolutely do nothing about it.
As he turns around
and sees 27 in his face throwing him to the ground, there was absolutely no chance for Bryce Sears to do anything there. And again, it's another free white jersey coming into the backfield untouched and making a play in the backfield. And just when Lakers had a little momentum going, all of a sudden it's third and 16.
First down marker, way down at the approximately the 4-yard line. They're at the 20-yard line. Sears in the shotgun. It has white jerseys all over him in another sack as he's back at the 27-yard line. This tackle made by Noah Zaleski as he had three white jerseys all in front of him. He had absolutely nowhere to go.
And if he has just another second or two, there are open receivers everywhere. Cass City understands that, you know what, we've been getting beat in the secondary the first couple weeks, but if you cannot drop back, plant your foot, and throw the football, you won't beat us. And they have brought the house on every play, and that has worked successfully early in this game. And it's fourth down and a long ways to go now for the Lakers as we roll under the 3-minute, 20-second mark to go in the first half.
Line of scrimmage at the 26, the first down marker at Casel Road. 3:11 left in this first half, 24-0 Cass City, fourth in a country mile, 21 precise. Bryce Sears to pass. It is caught by Garrett Bowles at the original line of scrimmage, maybe even a yard behind that. Matt Mahalik brings him down, and it's another turnover on downs for the Lakers. First and 10 for Cass City at their own 20. 7-yard line.
Impressive defense there by Cass City. And even on that play, they have their defense tiered. They have their two deep safeties and Cathrall and Fernald in the deep secondary. You got your second wave of linebackers. And then underneath, who stayed right at the line of scrimmage, was 27, Matt Mahalik, as he stays underneath. He sniffed out the